I'm enjoying the sights, sounds, and tastes here at the Socolow Food Park.
Before digging in, I sat down to chat with co-owner Jesus Gonzalez to learn more about how the idea of this food park was cooked up.
I decided to start a little food business out of a food truck. And through that first year of being open, I started to meet other food entrepreneurs in our city. And I realized there is a vibrant community, but we just don't have this location, this plaza where we can all come together and grow.
That seed of an idea grew into a thriving business, uplifting food entrepreneurs while building community in this historic neighborhood.
We're in Walker's Point, which is, you know, to me, it's almost like the Ellis Island of Milwaukee because, you know, there's been so many immigrant groups that have come through this neighborhood. Most recently, we've had an influx of Hispanics coming to this neighborhood, Latinos.
So can you tell us about that incubator space model that you all use?
Nowadays, if you want to, you know, start a restaurant or a food concept, you're looking almost at about $500,000 to $1 million of investment to go that route. But if we can provide someone a food truck, you know, they can start their business for about, you know, anywhere from $20,000 to $40,000.
Big difference.
Big difference, right? So it opens up the playing field.
So that increases access, like you said, to ownership,
having your own.
So is that reflected, that spirit, in the diversity of the participants you have within this food truck park?
Definitely. I mean, we have such an array of diverse offerings. It's the fabric of makes this country, right? I mean, mm-hmm. This is Milwaukee. When you come to the Socolo, you see the different faces that makes Milwaukee, Milwaukee.
It was time to celebrate the different flavors of Milwaukee.
We're here for a pickup.
Starting off with pizza.
Nice and crispy.
Mm-hmm.
Great mushrooms. It's awesome.
This is really good.
The arroz con candules, which is very traditional. Mm-hmm. The pernil and then the tostones.
Mm. And so do you eat everything together or is that the intention?
Listen, it's all fair game.
I just want to say compliments to the chef.
This is Sandu, our incubator for the year.
Oh, really? Yeah. Very nice.
Let's take the first bite.
It's delicious without being like overpowering with the spiciness level. Very, very good.
I can eat this all day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have some delicious looking Mexican street corn.
Mexican sweet corn, yes. This was actually prepared by my mom.
Aw. Really? This is good. Shout out to your mom. Very, very good. Thank you for the introduction to all the amazing foods you all have here at Socolo.
Thank you. I'm glad you came by, met all these cool food entrepreneurs.
Yes.
And hopefully you come back soon.
Absolutely. Definitely coming back.
Cool. Awesome.